time, so y'all stand by for about 30 seconds, so we can be very prompt. It is now 1 o'clock, so we're gonna start the process. Good afternoon, my name is Charles Cooper, Commissioner of the Texas Department of Banking, and today is Wednesday, November the 13th, 2019. This meeting by telephone conference is authorized by Section 154.355 of the Texas Finance Code. It is now 1 o'clock. I will now call the roll of the Texas Prepaid Funeral Guarantee Fund Advisory Council members. Rebecca Ann Motley.
Yes, here.
Okay, Amy Biggs.
Here.
Thank you, Amy. And Wallace Jones.
Here.
Thank you, Wallace. Okay, we have a quorum of the Prepaid Funeral Guarantee Fund Advisory Council, and I call this meeting to order. Present here, are we okay?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay. Oh, okay, so you can hear them?
Yep.
Here in Austin, we have Russell Reese, Assistant Deputy Commissioner. Jesse Salcio, Director of Special Audits. And we now have Jay Kim, our Review Examiner of Special Audits, which all of these folks are in their position for the last, I guess, two months, so relatively new. And Jay is the newest of the group, right?
Yes.
And we have Alice Beyer, Assistant General Counsel. Our first agenda item is discussion and possible vote to approve proposed revisions to Administrative Memorandum 2016 concerning the Texas Prepaid Funeral Guarantee Fund's investment policy. And Jesse, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon, everybody. So, as you know, part of our administrative memorandum requires that we provide updates to the council within 6 months of the end of each legislative session. So this year, we looked over the amendments to the Public Funds Investment Act, and after looking at it, there was actually one minor revision that was made that impacted our investment policy. I sent an email earlier and all these attachments to everybody earlier this month and also in late October. One of the administrative memorandums was a red line version which outlined the changes, and that's the one I'm gonna be working off. So the first one, and what my plan is basically to go through each page, just talk briefly about the changes, the proposed changes. And if anybody has any questions as we go along, please feel free to ask them as we go, as we do this. As you remember, back in summer of 2019, we also made some changes to it. And this is just, again, just to follow our policy where it does require us to go over the amendments to the Public Funds Investment Act and present those changes to the council. So that's what this, if you want to call it a special meeting, that's what this is, the purpose of this meeting. Okay, so I will go on with, proceed with page one. So on page one, the main thing we're doing there is basically changing the date to reflect the November 13th date as a revision date, if we agree on these changes. The other thing that I did, we went ahead and added the specific governing code, chapter 2256, which is the actual site for the Public Funds Investment Act there. Other than that, we were just updating dates on there. Any questions on page one?
Nope.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes. Did I hear a question?
No, I'm sorry. Okay. I just said no.
Okay, good. All right, sorry about that.
Okay.
I don't have any changes on page two or three, so we would jump over to page four. On page four, what we have there is just the addition of section 2256.13 there, And that was per House Bill 2706, which added that, that section which allowed for the commercial paper to be part of the repurchase agreement. So again, which is following the Public Funds Investment Act. As you know, we don't really need to follow that, but we have decided internally here to go ahead and follow it as closely as we can. And although we don't invest in some of these investments right now, we don't have any funds in these investments, we decided to go ahead and add that section there. The other thing that we have went ahead and spelled out Securities Exchange Commission. I don't think we defined that before, so we went ahead and did that. So that's all the changes on page 4. I'm going to go ahead and jump to page 6. On page 6, as you all may recall, Stephanie Newberg has you know, retired in August, and what we did there is we went ahead and changed the wording there to eliminate that one of the deputy commissioners has to be the investment officer. What happened in August of this year, the Finance Commission actually went ahead and named me as a primary investment officer, and also our director of accounting was named the secondary investment officer. So what this does is just allows for, requires an investment officer to be by title. It's just more of a designation by the investment, Finance Commission, I'm sorry. So that will allow us, in case, you know, there's a change going forward, that we don't have to come back and change the actual policy. Okay. And the last,
Can I ask a question?
Sure, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Sure.
I always have questions. The wording, the proposed change, the primary investment officer being available, the secondary investment officer will perform this function. I might be picking at this, but it's sort of vague to me. It sounds a little vague. Would it be more prudent maybe to modify the language? So I'm unavailable, meaning, you know, what does that mean? Like, could we replace it with unavailable with an extended period of time? Or replace unavailable with unavailable to perform investment duties for an extended, you know, an extended period, just making sure that to avoid anything, you know, the possibility of making some sort of a decision without the other's knowledge. Does that make sense?
Yes, and also I would like to add, if you recall, any changes to the investment policy or investment vehicles, we always run it by you first. So this is just more of a, in case I'm not available, for example, and that would be if, I don't know, some illness or something, but it would...
It could be an illness. It could be that when we have a meeting that he would possibly be out of the town or on vacation. So primary and secondary, either one of those should be interchangeable. It's both of them have the required
training.
So we have to abide by the policy that we're approving. So Sammy could not go out and buy European bonds or something like that without the investment policy being changed.
Okay, well, thank you for clarifying that.
Good question, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the last one I have is on page 7, which is just a formatting issue. Nothing. One of the bullet points was a little off as far as the spacing, but that's it. So those are the changes, and on to the policy.
Okay, so if I could, do I hear a motion to approve the revisions to Administrative Memorandum 2016?
I so move.
We have a motion by Wallace. Is there a second?
I second. Oh, go ahead.
Okay.
Either way.
A second by Rebecca. Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the ayes have it, and the motion passes. Thank you. All right, our second agenda item is discussion of future meeting dates. The next meeting is tentatively scheduled to occur in May of 2020. Jesse, do you have any updates?
Sure. Kind of want to let the members know or remind them. Back in April, I believe, or May, I sent out an email to the group talking about Hernandez Funeral Home. It was a consent order that we issued on a permit holder for, it was actually, I'm not, sorry, scratch that, not consent order. It was an emergency order to cease and desist activity. And that had to do because we found out during the exam that they were fraudulently canceling prepaid funeral contracts. So just a quick update, we're working through that, and we have sent over a proposed consent order to the individuals, and hopefully they will agree to it and send it back to us. If they don't, then we will have to set up a hearing for that. We have identified a potential shortage of approximately $40,000. Each one of them is less than 6,500 individually, so we could process that in the future. Well, right now what we did, we actually sent out a bid letter for on this to funeral homes in the area, and we're hoping to get a response. And if we do, we should be able to, the goal is to award these contracts to that funeral home. But that's just something that we're working through, and it's a potential shortfall that the guarantee fund may have to fund. But other than that, if we work through this and we are able to collect restitution from the funeral home, we don't anticipate having a claim to the guarantee fund, then the meeting will be right now in May of 2020. I don't have an exact date right now, but like usual, we'll do it sometime on Wednesday. Now, if we do have to do a claim to the Hernandez, and we'll process that, and we'll let you know via email if something does come out from that.
Okay. Well, hopefully you'll collect it.
Hopefully, yes.
Yeah. And we fully anticipate looking at this is Russell Reese. I don't remember any claim being over 6,500, so we can still process it and still have a meeting in May to y'all to look at. Now, again, there could be something subsequent that we don't know about, but we fully anticipate hopefully each claim being under 6,500, allowing us to have a regular meeting in May of 2020.
Right. Okay. So just an update there on the meeting dates, potential meeting dates.
May 2020 sounds like a long way off, but it'll be here before we know it.
Yes.
Okay, so the consumer rep, Rebecca Ann Motley, and industry rep, Amy Biggs, 2-year term ends December 31 of this year. And as I understand it, both of you have confirmed your willingness to serve another 2 years. And so the Finance Commission will vote on that at the December meeting, which is December the 13th. Everybody okay with that?
Yes, I'd be honored to serve.
Well, we appreciate it very much. All right, that's all the agenda. Anybody on the phone, y'all have any questions or any comments that we, anything we want to go over?
Yes, sir.
All right. So we had a short meeting.
So mm-hmm.
There being
the best ones.
Yeah, right. There being no further business, this meeting of the Prepaid Funeral Guaranteed Fund Advisory Council is now adjourned. The time is 1:14 p.m.